Trampolining. The fattest eternity is childhood, minutes stuffed with waiting, and the just there world deferred to an afterlife of joy, where magically we outgrow what could tell us what to do. We sat cross-legged on the floor, quiet as the glad-wrapped biscuits on the supper table, a summer school night boiling over with nightmare prayers in somebody's Adelaide living room, fed air by a caller on rollers, our pastor bellowing at the helm, hell's awe in his flame cheeks. Gorby, Reagan and Thatcher went chasing round his head with bombs. Explode the world and bring the roaring back of God the parent. The grown-ups stamped their thonged and sandaled feet on the carpet. The mortgages and what they worked for. The chip pan bubbling every night at six. The hand-me-downs all forced to fit. Oh, take it, Satan, it's all yours. Any day we'd be whooshed up to heaven, and the kids at school, their parents, cousins, dogs, sucked up and funneled into hell's gated suburb, far out where no public transport would travel. But my brother and I were saving up for a trampoline. Its coming required every cent of our faith, that we might be allowed to remain in the human world a bit longer, to have it and jump on it, to believe in the leaden feet sunk in the cool summer grass, the springy canopy shooting us up above the apple trees, all day and well into dusk, touching heaven with our hair, our tongues, our fingertips, then somersaulting, shrieking and tumbling, back down into the miracle, or whatever it was, the thing not yet taken, the present tense, cast off by the adults for the kids to play with.